From Explore Minnesota, Jake Juliet joins me now. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing great. All right, Jake. So we're kind of in that in-between. It feels like spring. Some days it doesn't. We've had some cool, some warm. It's not atypical to what we normally have in the spring. One place that has a controlled environment is Mall of America, Minnesota's largest mall. Tell me about some of the things that people can do there.
Yeah, well, exactly like you said, we're kind of in between seasons right now, and nothing is greater than having a controlled environment, so the mall is perfect. Fun things to do, you can find fun and excitement at the Fair on 4, where your family can savor fair-inspired foods like cheese curds and house-cut fries. Complete an axe throwing with a parent or guardian, or drive a go-kart and more. Spanning more than 24,000 square feet, M&M's Mall of America features Minnesota-themed products and a free interactive experience, including exclusive merch and experiences like Peanut Peak, a rooftop celebration of majestic landscapes in Minnesota. Not to mention a personalization station, wall of chocolate, and photo ops with iconic M&M's characters. And for even more fun with friends, work together to solve clues and escape from one of the immersive experiences inside the escape game. Challenges have included breaking out of the jail cell, fixing your Mars rover to get back to Earth, and rescuing a stolen painting from an art gallery. And MOA's popular theme park, Nickelodeon Universe, is home to 27 attractions and counting, including the longest indoor zip line in the country, and a nightly light show. Attractions feature your favorite Nickelodeon characters from SpongeBob SquarePants, Blue's Clues, and Paw Patrol. And at the Museum of Illusions, you can step inside mind-bending exhibits that shock your senses and puzzle your perceptions. Nothing is as it seems inside this interactive exhibit for the entire family. And adjacent to Nickelodeon Universe, Flyover America simulates soaring over national landmarks and destinations. The seats move and swing gently, creating the sense of flying. The immersive experience features wind, mist, and scents to enhance the images on the screen. And next to Flyover, the 5D Extreme attraction gives riders a choice between a wild ride through a mystery mine or a trip underwater with prehistoric beasts. Speaking of underwater, at Sea Life Minnesota Aquarium, the state's largest aquarium, features a 300-foot-long underwater tunnel with four areas where guests can see sharks, rescued sea turtles, and much more. And if your kids are into collecting or playing with toy cars, the country's fourth Ride Makers location opened last holiday season and offers custom mini vehicles as souped up with premium rims and tires as anything you'd find in the Fast and Furious series. And for fans of Lego, the iconic store outside Nickelodeon Universe offers a pick-a-brick wall with 180 different Lego elements, endless kits available for purchase, play tables to inspire creativity, and 8 larger-than-life models. And another family favorite, the Crayola Experience, offers kids 25 hands-on activities, like naming and wrapping their own crayons, as well as a massive retail store. Spanning nearly 10,000 square feet, the new Cocomelon Playdate attraction features many square feet of active play areas, including a two-story play structure, imaginative-built play buildings, and open play zones. Iconic locations from Cocomelon come to life, including JJ's Treehouse, the Fire Station, McDonald's Farm, and so much more.
You know, and if you're going to go and make it, a day, you can certainly do that. But for those that are traveling from further away, or maybe you want to stay down there and make it a couple of day experience, there are some hotels that are nearby that you can stay.
There are. Actually, Mall of America has two on-site hotels, the JW Marriott and the Radisson Blu. Both hotels feature full-service restaurants and bars, fitness centers, pools, and meeting spaces, as well as direct access to the mall. Several other hotels in the area offer shuttle services to the mall, including the Great Wolf Lodge Water Park, which also includes an arcade, bowling alley, and interactive games. So if you're coming from a little further away and you want to stay overnight, there's lots of great options for you.
Certainly, you talked about a lot of places to stay things to do when you're there, but there's also a lot of shopping. That's a big part of the Mall of America experience.
Yes, absolutely. And you can name any popular clothing store in Mall of America. Probably has it. While it boasts some of the country's biggest chains, it also has several unique and hard-to-find stores. Some of the newest stores to open include Squishable, Draper James, and more. And from outdoor gear at Carl's Fishing Outdoors or L.L. Bean to trendy fashion at Zara and more, you're going to find something for everybody. The Mall of America also spotlights many local merchants throughout its sprawling 5.6 million square feet feed. The past 2 years, they have seen a new love for Minnesota Shop, Games by James, an iconic shop selling board games, card games, and puzzles, and Indulge in Bloom, which specializes in gorgeous fresh flowers and home decor and gifts. So lots of great stores. We barely touched the surface, but there's over 520 of them. Go explore. Check all the stores out that you can. They're so cool.
Yeah, for sure. Lots of places to eat, too, in the mall.
Yeah. So you can taste your way around the world with spots like Kuru Sushi, a revolving sushi bar with Japanese roots, fresh lobster rolls from Maine at Mason's Famous Lobster Rolls. That's one of my personal favorites. Frozen treats from Mexico at La Michoacana, and delicious ramen at Ichidu Ramen. Find your favorite pop culture spot-inspired spots like Carlo's Bakery from TLC's Cake Boss, Margaritaville, Wahlburgers, and Bubblegum Shrimp Company. For something sweet, visit Nothing But Cakes, Beard Papas for custom cream puffs, freshly fried donuts at Duck Donuts, unique cookies at Baking Betty's, or Belgian waffles at Waffles and Dings. For a taste of nostalgia, visit the 90s icon Rainforest Cafe. And the Culinary on North, an upscale food court on level 3, features a dozen fast casual restaurants with food served on actual plates with silverware. Diners can dig into Italian-style street food at Piatta, burgers and milkshakes at Shake Shack, and a taco concept from the Hot Indian Crew at Bus and Birria. Other new eateries include Juice Box, that specializes in locally made fruit drinks, Rocket Fizz, offering over 500 varieties of glass bottled soda and vintage candy, and Chocolate Moonshine, offering gourmet chocolates, caramels, and sipping chocolates. I believe there's over 55 restaurants in the entire mall, so you have plenty of locations to choose from. It's really, they have a great selection.
Yeah, something for everybody for sure. Mm-hmm. How about travel tips, how to get to the Mall of America? There's different options there too.
There are, and MOA's Transit Center makes it easier than ever to get to the mall or MSP Airport via light rail, bus, or bike. Valet parking, formerly available at Nordstrom and Radisson Blue, now includes the option for shoppers to drop their car off on one side of the building and pick it up on the other. Park Assist shows shoppers where there are open parking spots. Once inside, the mall offers free Wi-Fi throughout the building, a mobile app, and interactive digital directories in 10 languages. Families with kids on the autism spectrum can rest assured they will be well taken care of thanks to the mall's new designation as a certified autism center, with sensory guides available for each ride at Nickelodeon Universe. The park also offers a designated quiet space for guests with sensory issues. The space provides a safe and calming environment and is located behind guest services near the Pepsi Orange Streak roller coaster. The room features dimmable lights, soft seating, air conditioning, soundproof walls, and much more. And having recently hit a major 30-year milestone, the Mall of America has a lot of history to share. Gain insider access to the hidden mall highlights during a 90-minute VIP tour and covers amazing stories, fascinating facts, and unbelievable anecdotes at every turn. For repeat guests, join the MOA Insiders program to earn points every time you shop, play, and dine at Mall of America. Points may be redeemed for rewards like admission to top attractions, special discounts, and more. So lots of great tips there.
Do you have any specific ride that you like at Nickelodeon Universe?
Well, the log chute is my personal favorite,
yeah,
because it's quintessential Minnesota. I mean, it's a log chute that's themed to Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox. You don't get any more Minnesotan than that.
And I think do you get a picture every time you go through the certain area in the log chute? Okay.
You do. Yep. You open one of the drops, you get a photo on one of the drops. So okay. It's my favorite ride. I know you get a little wet on the ride, but I always tell people that I'll sit in the front of the boat if they will ride the ride, because it's just so much fun and it's very Minnesotan.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. If people do want to find out more about Mall of America and other ideas, things that they can do in the state of Minnesota, what website should they go to?
Go to exploreminnesota.com. We have great resources on our website, great articles, just like the Mall of America one that I just mentioned, but plenty of great articles on there. So definitely check out exploreminnesota.com.
All right, Jake, thank you. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks so much, Jay.
That's Jake Juliet from Explore Minnesota joining us here on WJON.